Hi, welcome to another episode of Amateur Tarot Pod, the only podcast where we, two non-mystical hosts, use the power of tarot to answer your burning questions.
That lovely podcast introduction was done by Ben Noble.
And that lovely compliment was given by Brian Dooley.
How's it going, Ben?
I'm great, Brian. How are you?
I'm wonderful. What do we do on this show?
Well, I did just say that we gave people advice.
Nah, but let's get into the nuts and bolts.
Okay.
What do we really do? Not what are we selling. What are they buying?
A lot of bullshit.
You know every time you say that word, I got to beep it out,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know. Well, you wanted me to get into the nuts and bolts of what we really do, which is mostly we waste 25 minutes talking about garbage, and there's 3 minutes of insightful tarot reading.
And then 2 minutes of card of the week.
Yeah, but that's mostly you reading from a book.
Yeah, so you know it's good.
Good point. When we do that 3 minutes of insightful tarot reading... See, you're just proving my point. You are proving my point.
It's the exception that proves the pudding.
So in that 3 minutes of insightful tarot reading, we draw three cards and we spend about a minute on each of them. One representing the past, one representing the present, and one representing the future.
You're really nailing down our timestamps here.
Yeah. I'm just trying to keep us on schedule.
You're really counting our minutes before they're hatched.
You're really mixing those metaphors.
Yeah.
And after that...
I don't have an answer to that.
I was going to say after that we do the card of the week, but you kind of talked about that already.
Yeah, we do the card of the week, and that's for everybody.
Yeah, that's what we do here. That's what you can expect in the next, 26 minutes and 24 seconds.
Give or take.
Yeah, more or less.
I really hope that the timestamp on this is exactly whatever that comes out to be.
Through the power of editing, you could do that. I know you won't, because...
What if the episode...
just cuts off.
We just do the episode long and I just stop it.
That would be very funny.
It'd be funny to us one time.
Yeah. But then the person whose question it is, when we cut it off in the middle of their question... And yeah. They were like, well, what's the future?
But what do I do? Should I talk to my ex or not? No.
Should we change the name of our podcast to Should I Talk to My Ex?
I think so.
Okay.
Dan Savage would probably have a fit.
Okay. Hey, let's try the intro for that. Hey, welcome to the Should I Talk to My Ex podcast.
Our question today comes from someone who wants to know if they should talk to their ex. Ben, do you have any pre-advice?
No.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. That was the pre-advice. Not, do I have pre-advice? Yes. The answer? No.
Excellent. Well, let's consult the cards. The questioner asks, should I talk to my ex? And the card is the title card for the deck. And I guess that means no, don't talk to your ex. Stop talking to your ex, people.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to Should I Talk to My Ex? On your way out, if you want to give us a rating or review on iTunes, that'd be great. Send us an email at shouldITalkToMyEx@gmail.com.
Apologies to Dan Savage, who really has this whole thing locked down. Yeah.
Yeah, but he doesn't use the tarot.
No, well, we really didn't use the tarot either. We just used the title card for one of the decks of tarot cards.
All right, well, that was a podcast within a podcast.
Yeah, there you go. We just coined that, too. Nobody's ever done that before.
Nope. Okay, well, welcome back to Amateur Tarot Pod.
Welcome back.
Did you like that fun detour?
I hope so, because there's going to be nothing else but detours the whole time. It's going to be like another roadside attraction all the time. We're going to see the world's biggest... ball of twine that tells you not to talk to your ex. We're going to see a two-headed stuffed bobcat.
That is going to tell you twice not to talk to your ex.
Meow. Meow. That was a bobcat. That's how bobcats say no.
Oh.
Yeah.
So we've learned something.
A lot of people don't know that.
And now they do. Now a lot of people do.
I'm fluent in two-headed bobcat. Anyway.
Good detours.
Yeah, should we do the dang thing?
Oh, I was going to say I have to pee. Can we get off at a rest stop?
We'll be there soon enough.
Okay. Are we there yet?
You think you can hold it?
I'll try.
I'll turn this car around.
No, then I would have to hold it longer.
That's right, because we're more than halfway there.
No. Okay, so I'll be quiet. All right, let's get into the cards. The card part of the show.
Let's do the thing. Let's do the thing that we ostensibly came here to do. What is that thing? Reading tarot cards. Hey, Should we go to
Was Quarry? That an actual, like, moment of pause?
Was it an actual, possibly I had a stroke? Maybe. But let's go ahead and find out what question we are answering
today. Hey, if you are going to have a stroke, it would be awesome if you had it on this podcast instead of just in the rest of your life. One, because in the rest of your life, you'd probably be alone and nobody would be able to help you.
Hey, thanks at for
least,
that.
At least while I'm here, I can help you.
Thanks for that shadowy condemnation of my solitary lifestyle.
But two, think about how many people would listen to the podcast if somebody had a stroke live on air.
Yeah, if there was a chance to hear somebody stroking out.
Yep. Just a thought.
Just a thought. Anyway, this week's question is not about relationships at all. Well, it's not about whether somebody should talk to their ex.
Yeah.
So now I feel kind of bad for all that.
And this week's question comes from Steve, but I do want to say this, a little pre-advice for Steve. If you're thinking about talking to your ex...
Don't do it.
Perfect.
But Steve asks this week, how can I find some balance between work and my personal life this year? This year being 2018.
Yep.
In case you're binge listening to this from far into the future. And
wouldn't it be awesome if he was like, how can I get some balance this year? And it was like December 8th.
Just give it time, man.
Just wait for the holidays.
So how can I find balance between my work and my personal life? What do you think Steve's work is?
Okay. Steve works at a lumberyard.
A lumberyard. Okay. And so balance could mean a lot of things when you work at a lumberyard, yep. But we're not going to go for the easy joke here.
No.
We're going to talk about really getting some work-life balance.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess we should just go ahead and...
What do you think Steve's up to in his personal life that he wants more time for?
Well, he's got a family.
Sure.
Or no. No, he wants a family.
Okay, so he needs the time away from work to work on the family.
Yeah, aspect. He needs to be able to focus on forging relationships and nourishing relationships that already exist.
Okay, well, we're going to help Steve do that right now.
Steve, we're coming to you in earnest to help you with this.
Is that like a Silence of the Lamb thing? Like, we're going to put on Ernest's skin and come to you as Ernest?
Exactly, yes. I don't have another follow-up joke for that.
All right, well,
so
let's
I'm just
going to
talk about... A Wicked Pack of Cards. That's the deck that I just received from Etsy or Kickstarter. I don't remember. I think I got this from Etsy. And Ben, what do you think?
Here's what I think. The cards, let's start with those. They're less tarot cards than like those little twisty paint swatch things that you get at the paint store, and they have like 8 different colors on them.
Oh, okay. Swatch
that's
cards.
Like, yeah, that's like the shape of the card. They're very tall and narrow.
They're narrow cards.
They're very thick and hard to shuffle.
Monolithic.
Now, that being said, which I deduct points from that because it's hard to deal with. The cards themselves are really good. I like them a lot. The Fool is a very fancy looking man in like a black coat, but his brain, you can see his brain. He's like the phrenology head.
Is his brain empty?
No, he's got stuff going on.
Then I guess he's not a fool, is he?
I guess not. You know, the Two of Cups has two cups and a lotus flower. That's nice. The Magician is very spooky. It is man with one of those Renaissance bird beak masks.
A plague doctor.
Yeah. And there's Hebrew on the card. There's Hebrew on some of these cards. I don't know why. The Three of Cups has a pomegranate in three cups. The Empress has on a gas mask. That's very frightening.
Ew. There's Hebrew on cards because there is a big connection between the tarot and the Kabbalah.
Hmm. The Hermit's a snake charmer. Strength is freaking slitting her own throat.
Sidebar, in no way are we proponents of doing that.
No.
Like, not even in a joking way.
The Star is an Egyptian woman with a man.
Golden lasso.
A golden lasso, no top, and a golden heron head.
Mm-hmm. Which is how you know she's Egyptian.
Well, yeah.
Because otherwise she would just be a woman.
Yes. Also, I think the cards are color-coded based on their suit, which is nice. Yeah, like green is coins, orange is wands, blue is cups, tan is swords. This deck, I would honestly, if this deck had a regular-sized card, I would give it a 5.
Wow.
As it stands, I will give it a 4.
We'll take it. It's a four. That's the Wicked Pack of Cards, a tarot deck illustrated by Sasha Laskowski-Zigalinski.
I can't shuffle the cards in a standard fashion.
Yeah, they are difficult to shuffle.
I won't. I'll just do this. Although,
look at that. That's a four-star deck. Have we had a four-star deck yet?
I don't know.
I think we've had 2 stars and 3 stars. It's pretty good. All right.
Let's remind everybody of Steve's question, which is, how can I find some balance between my work at the lumberyard and my personal life trying to forge a family this year?
And the first card?
Flip.
The Four of Swords.
All right. Well, the Four of Swords shows on the bottom a white flag, and then above it, 4 interlocking swords.
And the Four of Swords traditionally... What is the Four of Swords traditionally?
It's a man resting.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So this makes sense. So here, they've kind of skewed it. It's usually about rest and meditation and being able to take some time before the next battle. And here they have it as surrender.
Which is a more extreme version. So are we going to interpret it as it is on these cards?
I think so.
Okay. Well, in that case, I would say that in the past, Steve has surrendered to his job. You know?
He's really put work ahead of everything.
Yep. He has surrendered his personal life and given up on, you know, doing that and plowed it all into his job.
I don't want to say that that's the easy way to look at things, but do you ever think that somebody who's just like Jimmy Buffetting their days away on like a boat all day is ever like, I wish I had more work-life balance. I'm really enjoying myself too much.
Yeah, I think people think that all the time.
Oh, okay. Well,
haven't you ever like had a big long break from work and you're like, I'm bored?
I don't get bored as much as I get horribly anxious.
Why?
Just a broken individual.
You just have the time to think about it?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
trapped in my own head.
Well, if Jimmy Buffett, if you're out there or anybody like him who's just wasting their days away in Margaritaville and wants more work in their life, do write us a question. We'd love to talk about it.
Yeah, we'd love to talk about that.
All right. Moving on to our present card. Flip.
Whoa.
Another sword.
The Three of Swords.
Probably because you can't shuffle this deck.
And the Three of Swords is markedly different from the Four of Swords. It has 3 interlocking swords.
On the bottom is a dead deer.
With 3 arrows in it.
Yep.
And the Three of Swords is about heartbreak and loss, sacrifice. And so that's showing that right now you're in a bad place.
Yeah.
Right now you are not feeling good about things at all.
Yeah, your relationships are struggling.
Yeah, and it's not even as much as like you're asking the question. It's like you're suffering right now because of this. So you came to us at the right time.
Yeah, you really need to get some balance.
If this next card is the Two of Swords, we are going to reshuffle.
All right.
But let's go ahead and...
Flip. Okay.
All right.
Oof. Steve, it's the Tower.
Yeah. You want to describe it?
Well, on this card, it is a man lying face down in a pool of his own blood.
Because he has fallen from a great height.
Yep. He does kind of look like he's in Egypt. There's like a little statue of some sort. It's deserty. I'm playing that new Assassin's Creed game, so maybe that's why I've got Egypt on the brain.
Yeah, I've been playing the Numenera video game, which is based on an RPG that I play. And it's got some weird sci-fi Egyptian type stuff also.
Okay, so we got Egypt on the brain.
Steve.
That's the sound that the wind makes as you're falling out of the tower.
And the sound that we make as we try and spin this in some positive fashion.
I don't know that that's going to happen.
One of this guy's shoes got knocked off.
Well, the force of hitting the ground.
Yeah. We're not doing well here, Steve.
Steve's not doing well over on the other end of the podcast either.
Yeah, I wish we had some better news to tell you.
Yeah, but let's talk about what the tower means, because a lot of people probably don't know, other than they now know it's bad because we're just like...
Now they know it makes us cry at night.
Yeah. So the tower is about unexpected destruction.
Yeah, something is getting violently and forcibly changed in your life. And there's nothing that you're going to be able to do to stop that force from changing things.
Well, here's my spin. You ready?
Spin it.
the spin is that, you know, maybe something's going to happen with Steve Jobs.
Maybe something's going to happen with Steve Jobs that will help Steve with his job.
Huh. A new iPhone, perhaps. Steve Jobs is... What if Steve Jobs come back from the grave?
Didn't we have an episode like that?
Yes. we did. I don't know which one, but we did. So, perhaps Steve's job is going to go away, or he's going to be fired, or he's going to just quit, or something's going to happen, or, you know.
And that doesn't really speak to balance. That speaks to everything going the other direction.
Yeah, where you have a lot of time for your personal life and a lack of job.
I know this is usually your gig, but should we put another couple cards down and see what we can do here?
Just to try to spin hard?
Yeah, so let's go ahead with the tower means that Steve's lumberyard job is going away.
Okay.
Whether he quits it or gets fired or something else disastrous happens, this lumber job
is gone.
Is gone. So let's see what good can come of this. That's the question I'm posing to the cards right now. What good is going to come of this? And so we're going to do two cards.
Oh, two cards. Wow. Mm-hmm. Big day. Five cards. First time ever, maybe.
Flip.
What? You're flipping?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I just got excited.
Okay. Flip.
The Queen of Cups.
The Queen of Cups shows a queen.
Looks like she just drank some poison.
Yeah. She's got gold coming down her mouth and then a gold cup in her lap that's runneth over. And then the Queen of Cups herself is sort of melting into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. This is some very dark imagery, but I don't think it's... The Queen of Cups is not a dark card.
No, the Queen of Cups speaks to having emotional capacity in abundance.
Yeah. And the Queen of Cups could be you or it could be somebody else. So I'm going to go ahead and just wager that this is... maybe somebody else in Steve's life, somebody in his family, or maybe somebody, you know, I was going to say maybe his wife, but we've established that Steve is not unmarried.
Yeah, he's a bachelor right now.
So, but maybe it's somebody he's going to meet, and this person's going to provide for him.
Yeah, emotionally, going to provide the support that you need right now in this time of change, and possibly the support that you need when trying to establish the balance that you're looking for. And then our final fifth card, and I'm going to switch it up again. This is something else that I learned. We're going to find out what is hidden from Steve right now.
Okay, and how do we find that out?
By looking at the card on the bottom of the deck.
There's a lot of mysticism going on here today for a podcast that claims to not know much about mysticism. And that card...
Go ahead and...
Well, flip the whole deck?
Yeah.
Flip. It's very heavy.
It is. These cards are ginormous.
It's the Three of Wands.
The Three of Wands.
So in the top, we have three interlocking wands. And in the bottom...
They're crowbars.
Oh, you're right. And in the bottom, a spyglass.
And I think the Three of Wands, what is hidden from Steve right now, I'm going to go out on a limb and say what's hidden from you is the long view. What's hidden from you is being able to see all the pieces that are in play. So you're... not necessarily going to have this lumber job anymore, but there's a lot of stuff coming down the pipe. And when you're able to look at that in view of the things that are important to you, in view of the things that you're passionate about, and in view of the things that the Queen of Cups is trying to reveal to you, things are going to start to turn around for you.
I think we turned it around.
Yeah, good job, Ben.
No, good job to you, Brian, because I was just going to leave it there and send Steve on his depressing way.
Well, Steve, it's not all sunshine and unicorns, this question, but...
But here's the thing.
Take the long view.
Take the long view. Also, you know, it's hard as humans to change. It's hard to do stuff that's going to enforce change. I mean, look back at last week. We had Nathan's question about his job. And, you know, we told him, he's going to probably stay at his job and not like it, but he has the power to leave. It's hard to leave your job. And so, in some ways, Steve here is lucky because there's going to be some sort of...
Because that option is taken away from
him. Yeah, you don't have the choice to stay. You're going to leave, and that's going to lay the foundation of the balance that you're looking for. It's going to maybe be painful at first, but it's going to be good in the end.
Yeah, and look for your Queen of Cups, because that's where your support's going to come from. And I think that by having that support, it's also going to give you the balance as you move into your next professional endeavor. which will be more in line with your passions.
Mm-hmm. And let me say again, a great deck.
A wicked pack.
4 stars.
Thank you, Steve, for your question this week.
Yeah, thank you. And now we're going to move on to the card of the week. We're going to leave sci-fi ancient Egypt, and we are going to move on to foxes.
Foxes?
The Fox Tarot.
Oh, this is another new deck.
It is also very... This box is big.
Yeah, it's got a big book.
Okay. I like big books, and I cannot lie.
That should go on a tote bag.
What's the last long book you read, Brian, while I get these cards prepared?
The last long book I read... Well, I have just finished rereading the Gunslinger books, or the Dark Tower books by Stephen King. And
altogether, so, they're long.
Yeah, separately, some of them are very long also. Like, this one's... The seventh one is over 1,000 pages.
Wow. I did not know they were so long. I've never read them.
They're quite good, unless you aren't in the mood for them, and then I guess they could be quite silly.
All right.
I don't think that you would like them at all.
All right. Well, I appreciate the... I mean, I was not... The on recommendation. Because I don't have a lot of time in my life. We're only on the Earth for a limited number of days.
False.
Go on.
Nope.
All right. Because here's a stat, Brian. The average... I don't remember if it's the average person. I think it's the average American. Reads 5 books a year.
Wow, that is kind of impressive.
You think that's high? I think that's high, too. I saw a stat also that 25% of Americans read 0 books in a year.
Yeah, that's why I think it's impressive, because that
somebody
means
somebody else is pulling a heavy load.
People are reading a lot. You probably read, what, 20 books a year?
30-ish.
30? Yeah.
Yeah.
I would give you between 20 or 30. It takes you maybe a week or two to read a book.
Yeah, depending on the length of the book.
And then maybe you'll take a couple days off here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And
if
so,
I stay out too late.
Yeah, so... I would have pegged you at like 25, but you're also a voracious reader.
Thank you. This was just an excuse to brag about my reading habits.
Which is fine.
But 25% of people reading 0 books kind of seems low. Because, like, I could name plenty of people in my life that haven't read a single book in 2017.
Well, that's anecdotal.
I guess. So, but I guess the point I was trying to make is, let's just assume 5 books a year.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you read more than 5 books a year.
I do.
I would say you probably read 20.
I probably read 10 to 15.
Okay.
I'm lazier than I used to be.
Okay. Well, work on it this year. It's still early. So 5 books a year. Just imagine you have 60 more years to live. I don't know how old you are, but just imagine you could live for 60 more years. 5 times 6 is 30. 300. That's 300 more. Like, there's 300 books that you can read. That's not a lot.
It's not a lot, especially considering that the Dark Tower books, a group of 7 books, I probably read that once every... 2 to 3 years, and so I'm using up some of my books all the time there.
So I don't really remember why I got off on this tangent, but, oh, so you said not to read the books, which is great, because while I have more than 300 books left, but when you think about the scarcity, like, you know, you think you have all this time in front of you to, you know, you'll get around to reading whatever, you won't. You don't have a lot of time. You have 300 books.
That's how I feel about TV shows also.
That's why I don't watch TV shows.
I watch all the TV shows. You can watch a lot more TV than you can read.
Yes. Okay, so I've got the Fox Tarot deck, which is enjoyable. It's very geometric. You know tangrams? You remember those?
Yeah, tangrams.
It's kind of like what this little fox is made out of, is tangrams. With other symbols, there's like a smiling little sun with an eye. There's a rabbit here made out of tangrams. This Hierophant looks like a scarab. This goat has 3 eyes. It's cute and fun. I like it. 3 stars.
3 stars?
Black and white, too, I should mention. Also, on the top of the card has, like, moon things and planet things. And
yeah, there's a strong
astrology
tie-in with this. And the book talks about it quite a bit. Suits and elements, astrology and tarot. It goes into different spreads that you can have.
The cards are also incredibly thick. Hard to shuffle. Yeah, I have small hands.
That deck looks unwieldy. I've never shuffled it, so.
So I got to do a good job here.
Yeah, and they are wider than normal tarot cards and thicker than normal
tarot
cards.
This is the episode of Unwieldy Tarot Decks.
Yep. This is the 10 of Wands of decks.
Ugh. Look at this Queen of Knives. It's like an ostrich or a peacock.
Or an emu.
Emu. It looked like a big bird. Maybe it's a dodo.
An emu is a bird.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought that was like a gazelle.
No.
Okay. Well, let's get into the card of the week, huh?
All right.
This is for everybody. Some advice.
Advice for the week.
Flip.
I can't even pick up one of these cards.
There you go.
Oh, this is really good card stock,
though. It is.
All right.
I already flipped.
Oh, sorry. The Hermit.
Okay. Oh,
describe that card. That's adorable.
It's cute. Okay, so the Hermit is basically, it's like there's a hill, and then inside the hill is like a little smiling one-eyed face with a lantern. And it's cute.
It is cute. I think of the little half smile of the Hermit.
Is what's so cute.
Is what makes it really cute.
Yeah, it's kind of like the hill is also his cloak.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Brian, what's the book say about the Hermit?
The Hermit says that the meaning is introspection, study and learning, withdrawing from society, seeking knowledge, and meditation.
I would have said all those things.
Yeah, I think that really nails it.
Also, Virgo.
Yeah. Reversed is Virgo.
Oh, it's when it's reversed.
Yeah, and we don't play reversed here.
What does Virgo say? Just out of my curiosity.
It doesn't say anything.
It just says Virgo.
Reversed Virgo.
Okay.
And I'm sure that later in the book we can find out what Virgo means. Let's go ahead and do that.
Okay.
Virgo. Blah, blah, blah. Virgin, innocent, purity, precision, transition, food and nutrition, selection, and choice.
Food and nutrition stands out to me.
Yeah, but what we're not doing is going into Virgo any deeper because we got the Hermit upright.
I do like the idea, though, of the reverse of the card is not the Hermit reversed, but Virgo. It's like a whole new card.
Yeah, it's about food.
It's about nutrition. But we're talking about the Hermit, which is your advice this week is to remember that the answers to life's greatest mysteries are inside of you.
Let's walk that back a little bit. The answer to life's greatest mysteries are on this show. The answers to all the other mundane things that you're thinking about lie within you.
And so the advice here is to, if you're struggling with something this week, retreat, go to your room, close the door, think on it.
Pull a real Four of Swords here.
Don't surrender.
Not the Wicked Pack Four of Swords, but
the regular,
a traditional Four of Swords.
Yeah.
Take the time to meditate on your problems. You have all the answers inside you.
You don't need anybody else's help or advice.
Except for us.
Except for us. And with that, we leave you.
Should we go ahead and thank some people?
I suppose. They're just going to skip forward through this part anyway.
But... No, they can't. They'll miss all the secret lottery numbers that we're giving.
All right, good point.
Four.
So listen to the end. Thank you to our questioner, Steve, this week.
73.
Thank you very much to all of our listeners out there in listener land. All you Virgos, shout out. I'm not a Virgo.
B6.
What are you?
I'm an Aquarius.
I'm a Gemini.
That explains why we work so well together.
18. You can send us your question. Please do, because it's your questions that keep this show going. You can do that at amateurtarot.com.
44.
AmateurTarotReading@gmail.com.
You can call us at, this is a phone number now, 314-325-6047.
And if you call right now, within 10 minutes of us recording this, we will give you the actual Millennium Falcon, like the set piece from Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. It'll fit in your backyard if your backyard is the size of Tanzanian desert.
So there you go. Call now.
You can get in touch with us on Twitter, 13.
At Tarot Amateur. And you can hit up Brian specifically at Zen Iron Man.
You can hit up Ben specifically at Making All This Up.
24.
And please rate and review us on iTunes. Right now we have 19 reviews on iTunes, but we would love to have 36 reviews on iTunes. It doesn't cost anything and it helps us out a lot.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping by. Thanks for playing our game.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye. Is this deck shuffled enough?
It's up to you.
Well, I can't shuffle it the normal way.
Here, I'll give it one more shuffle.
Here, I'm gonna do halvesies.
We're gonna shuffle it like we're playing Uno.
I haven't played Uno in a long time. I can't get my hand around the friggin' like my hands aren't big enough. All right, now I feel better about the shuffling.